Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined this half hour by Michael Negron, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Progress. Oh, no, that's not your correct title anymore. I'm reading off the screen. You are...
No, I'm there.
Oh, you are?
I'm still there.
You're at the Center for American Progress. Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I didn't misspeak, and thank you for correcting me. In addition to being at the Center for American Progress, he's also on the board of directors for the Small Business Majority. He's served on the White House's National Economic Council. He knows tons about small businesses, including these facts that Michael has shared with me. Not just 68 million Americans. Let's talk about Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, we have just under 500,000 small businesses that employ close to 1.3 million people in the state. These are 97% of all businesses in Wisconsin, and they employ about half of our workforce. So it is a big, big deal. Now, Michael, there's a big, brutal bill that the House has adopted promising one of the single largest transfers of wealth yet again from working people to the top 1%. And they're doing some things with the ACA. It caught my eye, and I know yours, because so many small business owners rely on the ACA to access healthcare coverage. Tell us more.
That's right. Well, the Affordable Care Act and particularly the exchanges, that's where you can go and shop for coverage. And with the American Rescue Plan, the federal government established a tax credit that made it more affordable to get plans on those exchanges. And we have about 4.2 million small business owners and self-employed individuals who get their healthcare from the exchanges. And so the failure to renew and extend those tax credits, which the big, beautiful bill would not do, means that these business owners are going to end up paying more for their health insurance, or they may not be able to pay for them at all. And so that is a significant impact just on the owners themselves, let alone their employees, because many of their employees are also, particularly if you're a small business who can't afford to have a group plan, your employees are relying on the Affordable Care Act most likely for their insurance. And so you're looking at an impact not only to the business owners, but to the employees as well. And that's not even to mention in the same kind of realm, cuts to SNAP and to Medicaid, which will affect the consumers for these businesses. And so if consumers have less spending money or are more uncertain about their own livelihood, they're less likely to spend money at your store. And so that you're looking at an impact there just to people's bottom lines and to their livelihoods.
I want to give a little emphasis there because, Michael, one of my great sort of macro fears is that we are fast approaching a point where the economic engine of U.S. GDP, which has largely for the last 40, 50 years been on an upward trajectory, again, the majority of the wealth that growth has created has not inured to the benefit of the middle class. But the very engine is not just the small business, but it is consumer demand, right? That 70% plus of the U.S. economy is driven by consumer purchasing. What I keep telling people is billionaires stop purchasing stuff because of this weird thing called the law of diminishing marginal returns. Your 100th Rolls Royce ain't as punchy as the first one. They keep their wealth. It is the middle class person that spends the vast majority of the dollars spent in this country on consumer goods. That pinch is very real. People will feel real economic pain. They will buy less. They will buy less from small businesses. Small businesses will have less health insurance because they will not be able to afford it because of the expiration of this tax credit. Tell me something good, Michael. What can people do to staunch the bleed, as it were?
Well, I think talking about the impacts and having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to healthcare, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. The fact that the Trump taco that the the taco play exists is in fact because every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback from business owners, from the industry, from various business industries, and he retreats in the face of it. Now, the one bad outcome of that is that he's so wishy-washy, right? And you have all that uncertainty. But the fact is that they have shown to be responsive when they see they're going to hurt business owners, particularly those who are part of their what they perceive to be their voting base, right? In the red states, or Trump administration in particular thinks that they're doing solid for small business with their policies. And so just lifting up those voices in every state, having stories shared that show that impact. You know, I did a hearing a couple weeks ago in the House, and there were a few small businesses who were participating in the hearing, and just hearing them talk about the impact of tariffs on their bottom line and how it meant they were going to have to reduce the number of product lines, how they were having trouble remaining profitable. That it's really powerful, compelling testimony. And we know that's all over the country. And so we just need more and more of that to be out there and elevated, because that seems to have some impact both on the administration and on the Congress to push back marginally on these policies. And it's got to be a game of inches, right? Push a little bit, they retreat a little bit, push a little bit more, they retreat a little bit more. And hopefully we can get them to ultimately back off some of these really short-sighted policies that are going to hurt so many small business owners.
Got to keep the pressure up. Very briefly, we got about 30 seconds, Michael. Republicans have what I would call an expansive definition of small businesses when they talk about helping out small businesses. Is that a fair assessment?
I think that when we think about small businesses, we really think about mom and pop shops. And so you could have a definition where you have a $5 million, $10 million business as a small business, but really we have to be worried about the millions of mom and pops that have a handful of employees or no employees at all, who are on a knife's edge and who go under any minute with these policies.
Michael, my pleasure. Look forward to having you back sometime soon, because this is where it's at. Michael Negron, Senior Fellow with the Center for American Progress Action Fund and on the Board of Directors of the Small Business Majority. When we come back, folks, it'll be time for Midweek Sound Off. What's on your mind? 855-75-CIVIC.
Thank you, Mickey.